Draft Lottery, 1969. After adolescents are drafted to fight, after the system opts for the poor, the uneducated, members of racial minorities, in spite of best efforts to live with the complexities, the night of the lottery, it's simple. We're alone with fate, lost or saved by birth date, reduced to numbers drawn randomly in a windowless room in New York. It's my wife, our child, me, in married student housing in rainy Indiana, ashamed of the fear in my throat, a boy bent over a fading radio, hoping the static doesn't mean my birthday's been called, but I don't know it yet. My number comes near the end, and instantly I know the arc of my life. No induction, no immigration. Most of us, after hearing, head for the streets, already locked by random finality into a future. Survivor guilt tinctures everything. We bond, those safe and those who'll have to go. So before the war is lost, before winning a lottery feels a bit unworthy, in one evening, a million drafted and a million exempted. Then, in 3 years, war unravels, is abandoned. In a few more, a black gash of a wall. 9,000 listed lost after this night. So many boys, so much idiocy, so long and not so long ago.